1. Developed Western Countries, Practicing Communism by Another Name. In the Communist Manifesto, Marx wrote that communist theory can be summarized in one sentence: abolish the system of private ownership. For individuals, this implies the, quote, abolition of bourgeois individuality, bourgeois independence, and bourgeois freedom. For society, it meant that, quote, the proletariat will use its political supremacy to seize, by degree, all capital from the bourgeoisie, to centralize all instruments of production in the hands of the state, i.e., of the proletariat organized as the ruling class. To achieve this objective, communists used violence and mass murder in communist countries. But as violent communism lost its appeal, nonviolent forms were devised. These variant strains of socialism infiltrated all of society to the extent that they are difficult to identify. Western countries are using many economic policies that don't appear to bear any relation to socialism either in name or form, yet they play the roles of restricting, weakening, or depriving people of the right to private property. Others weaken the mechanics of free enterprise, expand government power, and lead society further down the road toward socialism. Methods include high taxation, generous social welfare, and aggressive state interventionism.